So I have this really unbelievable story. I thought I was a really good mom. I love my two girls. And something happened that changed me. But let me tell you what happened in between that. So I met a really, really great man, so sweet, so caring. I've always been nervous to introduce my two girls to any new man, but the girls took to him so well, and he was also so good to them. And my two girls, I have a 6-year-old, Anne, and Belle. She's 3 years old. And, things went so well that I had him move in with me. He was a little older than me, but I really thought he was the one, I thought that I could finally have that, happy family that everyone dreams about. So, everything was going great. He moved in and the girls were happy. I was happy. He was happy. And one day I came home from work and he was in the living room playing with the girls, helping out. And I went back in our bedroom and I found his computer open on the bed. And I couldn't help myself. It was open and it was on. And I found images that really, really quite disturbed me. It was, I had never seen anything like child porn. I don't know if this was child porn when I was looking at it, but it was these tiny girls, around Anne's age, anywhere from like 5 to 8 years old. And, some of them, I guess, were tame. They were girls posing in bathing suits, nothing crazy. But then there were these pictures where they were topless. And, I mean, we all know that little girls don't have much to show off, but still, why did my boyfriend have these pictures? Pictures and why did he leave the computer open like this? And I wasn't sure what to do. I was concerned, I was concerned that these pictures were on his computer because they were some sort of jerk off material. I don't, like his job had nothing to do with photography, so yeah, I was very, very concerned. Any woman would be, any mother. And so, he and I had a really good relationship. So eventually, later that evening, I got the courage to talk to him. And, I have to say, looking back, he acted embarrassed, and I guess that made me feel a little better that he was ashamed of it, I guess. And he insisted many, many times that he was not interested in Anne that way. And he did admit he liked to look at those pictures for pleasure, but I had my eye open. I didn't think that he could, be some sick pedophile or something. I just chopped it up to, I understand that guys can be pervy, I put it away, and I guess that might have been the first way I fucked up is I should have taken that as a sign, right? But the reality is I thought it was harmless. I really did. He didn't show any signs of, you know, wanting to spend alone time with the girls or, you know, do anything weird. He was still his sweet, caring, loving self. So, you know, I got over it. I did watch very closely for a while, though. I watched very, very closely, and he was perfectly, you know, fine around Anne and Belle. But, you know, it really stuck with me, those pictures. You know, it was this unspoken thing because, you know, I didn't want to bring it up with him again. I didn't want to make him feel awkward. But my mind became kind of consumed with it. And to be honest, it made me think back to my father. And my father didn't touch me or molest me or anything. But I guess just naturally, I just thought about my own father looking at me when I was that age. And embarrassingly, that turned me on. And in some weird way, I started getting turned on by my boyfriend looking at these pictures of young girls. And so I went to Google and I started looking at the pictures myself, just kind of Googling young girl and bikini. And I started looking at them in the eyes of a man, how a man would look at them. I don't know, I guess some way I was trying to see what my boyfriend saw. And I saw it, you know, they are little girls. They're fucking beautiful. They're adorable. I mean, we all can agree that they're just the cutest little things. But looking at them from a man's perspective, really trying to see what they see, I saw it. I really did see it. I saw how a little six-year-old girl on the internet in a bikini could be sexy to a man. I started thinking about what my own daughter looked like naked because, you know, she was only six, so I gave her baths very often. I helped her dress. I'd seen her nude. I had never looked at her in a certain way. Just looked at her like a mother would, you know? And then I started getting turned on by my boyfriend finding a six-year-old sexy. I can't explain it, but it's just this switch that happened in my mind. And I got so turned on by the fact that here, you know, I was with a daughter this age, and I wanted him to see my daughter in that way, in this really fucked up way. I wanted him to look at her in a sexual way. And so it took me a while, but I insisted, or I suggested rather at first, that he should start doing little photo shoots with Anne. She has bikinis, you know, we could have our own little photo shoot and he could have his own pictures, his own real hard copy pictures. And he actually rejected the idea many, many times. But then I kept telling him, it's fine. They're just pictures of her in a bikini. I would take those same pictures at the beach. And finally, he gave in. And I watched him take pictures of her and got so wet. The way he studied her body, the way he smiled at her, I could see it in his face. I could see in his face that he wanted her in some way. I don't know, when I first saw that, maybe he didn't want to, like, fuck her. That wasn't what I saw. What I saw was, like, him worshiping her beautiful body. And then after a few times, you know, we did the photo shots a lot. I actually brought Anne out for one photo shoot without her bikini top. And my boyfriend looked so shocked. He was frozen. And I went up to him and told him, it's okay. This was my idea. And he could see how excited I was. To be honest, we would have sex every time we had photo shoots. He knew I was turned on by it. We really didn't like talk about it, but he knew. He knew that I wanted to get fucked afterwards because I was horny. And I loved watching him. I loved watching the way he interacted with her. And Anne, she loved it too. She loved the attention. She didn't even think twice about being topless. I mean, she's six. But she got into it. I mean, she was really kind of a little cock tease in a way. And that's what made it hottest. She didn't really know she was being a cock tease, but she so was. And now here, you're going to judge me. You're going to judge me for what I allowed to happen, but I'm telling you, I couldn't help it. So, fuck it. You get all the details, all the details. So, eventually, I know it was my idea. I'll be honest, it was my idea. I told Anne that she should take off her bikini bottoms one day during a photo shoot. And again, my boyfriend looked at me in shock, kind of frozen, not knowing how to react. And Anne was perfectly happy with it. I mean, she's sick. She's, you know, kind of dumb. Kids are dumb. She didn't know any better. And she just slipped her bottoms off without even, like, thinking about it. And there she was, my sweet Anne, in front of me and my boyfriend with a camera in his hand, completely nude. That hairless little body and that beautiful little pussy and slit between her legs. It's like she became a whole nother being in front of me. She became sexy. And of course, he took pictures. Anne posed naked, spread her little legs. She didn't know what was going on. Bent over. She thought she was being funny, showing off her little bottom. Little did she know she was posing for our own personal child porn. And it just kept going. It kept accelerating into more and more. And this is when, you know, he kind of took over, my boyfriend. During the photo shoots, the naked photo shoots, he started masturbating in front of her. And to be honest, it didn't feel that wrong to me. It felt a little harmless. I mean, Anne didn't blink an eye. She didn't even know what was going on, really. When he took his cock out for the first time and was stroking for her, she just kept posing and he kept stroking. And she started somehow, it's really fucked up, but also kind of turned me on. And she started understanding, like she picked up on what parts of her body that Ron liked the most. Like she somehow knew that when she did her attempt at doing a split when she was naked, she liked showing him because she knew it made him happy. And he called her a big boy or a big girl when she would do it. telling her she's such a big girl. Such a big girl posing for the camera. And then Ron started touching her. Nothing crazy. But here I was watching my daughter, my new 6-year-old daughter, posing for a camera, like creating, here I was helping create child porn, my boyfriend stroking his cock, then him touching her, like very sweetly, you know, just rubbing her back, rubbing her belly and her chest. I could tell he would move his hand just lightly over her mound, but never like inside, actually molesting. And for some reason, it didn't occur to me that we were really crossing a line. It just felt right. Everyone was happy. Anne was giggling. And then it just turned into more and more. Then we all started being naked, and I would sit there on the couch and masturbate watching Ron touch her body. And then this is really where it got fucked up. He started coming on her. Because before, he would masturbate, but he would save his load, like between him and I. But then one day, I saw it. He kept touching more and more. And I was starting to get a little scared. It just didn't feel like fun anymore, especially that first time he came all over her. He came like on her face and on her chest, and it scared her. Anne was scared by it. It got in her eyes. She hated the taste. But again, I'll be honest, I masturbated. I kept masturbating. And I thought, I never got that image out of my head, what she looked like, my 6-year-old daughter with cum on her face and dripping down her chest. And this just continued and continued, more of the playful time. And then Ron would just get a little bit like he was this caged animal. And I was scared. I was honestly scared about what might happen. And also scared that I would have been too turned on to keep him from doing it and saving my daughter from true harm. But I saw it this one night. He was, you know, stroking, and it just didn't seem to satiate him like it usually did. I looked in his face, and I saw something switch in him. It's like just the fun masturbating and the light touching wasn't enough for him. It was like he had this pure animalistic primal lust, and then he shoved his cock in her mouth, and I was so fucking shocked. But you know what? I didn't do anything. I still sat on the couch rubbing myself to my boyfriend. I mean, that was rape right there. That was mouth rape. He was raping her mouth, and he was not gentle. He was fucking her mouth, and poor little Anne was trying to push him away from by his thighs, you know, trying to push away, but he had every determination to keep fucking her mouth. I didn't know what to do. At this point, I loved Ron. I didn't want to lose him, but I also didn't want my daughter to get raped. I didn't want her to get hurt. And he kept telling me, like looking at me, she's fine. And I just kept going with it. And then more and more happened. This is when my fun ended. But I told you, I promised you I was being honest. A part of me also loved it. A part of me also loved it, but most of me fucking hated it. One night when it got really, really bad, Ron held her down on the floor in the living room, pushed her down, and she's just wiggling, trying to get away. And he finally put his hand around her neck to keep her in place and fingered her, penetrated her little pussy for the first time. I was so scared. I'm thinking in my head, she's going to tell someone at school. She's going to tell her babysitter that her mom and her boyfriend are putting things inside of her pee-pee. And she started crying and she was calling for mommy. And I just sat there and watched. I sat there and watched. And I, you know, he molested, he even started fingering her little asshole. He was like, it was like someone else took over in his body. And then after nights and nights of him coming, fingering, fucking Anne's little mouth, he then tells me that one night, you know, during our playtime, that tonight I would bring Belle out, my 3-year-old. And you know what he said? He said, Belle won't tell anyone. She's too dumb enough to tell. And I realized, like, this is what he wanted the whole time. And I was just stuck. Like, he had that pure animalistic, like, rage, and I was a little bit afraid of him if I didn't go get her, my fucking 3-year-old, my toddler. I was so scared of what he might do to her, but I had no choice. I had no choice at all. Our lives were intertwined. Part of me was curious and in a fucked up way. And so I went and got Belle and I brought her back. And he just snatched her up and started undressing her, my little toddler. He didn't start out nice and sweet with her. He ripped her little clothes off. She started crying immediately. You know, he just actually ripped, I'll never forget that, ripped her little princess panties off. And he just started molesting the fuck out of her little toddler pussy. Forced her 3-year-old mouth, 3 years old, just forcing his cock inside of her mouth while she gagged and choked so hard I thought she was going to just throw up. And you know what I was doing? You know what I was doing? My sick fuck self was touching myself. I was touching myself still. I was so mind fucked that I'm rubbing myself, watching my daughters get, my 3-year-old daughter, get brutally fucked. That's right. He started fucking. He never fucked Belle or Anne before. But Belle, he did not waste a moment's time. And that's when I knew this was his plan all along. He took my 3-year-old daughter and forcefully impaled her on his cock. So hard, I felt like that poor little toddler body would have been split the fuck open. I mean, he was sitting on the couch beside me, had her, like her his hands under her armpits. Her little body was like so tiny compared to his, and he was just railing her, impaling her on his cock, the look in his eyes full of this pedophile rapist rage. And she was screaming her lungs out. And at one point, I remember I took my hand and put it over her mouth just so she would stop screaming. And he just, I don't know how his cock forced itself into her little itty bitty body, but it did. And he raped my toddler over and over again. And I was still fucking touching myself. I came more than once to my 3-year-old getting used like a fucking masturbation toy, because that's what it looked like. It looked like he was masturbating with my own toddler daughter until he just was done with her. Done with her. He went and put her back in her room and told her to keep his cum inside of her. And then did the same to Anne. And somehow even harder, he took Anne, my 6-year-old, and he really, really fingered her violently. I mean, somehow he got 3 fingers inside of her, and I'm fingering the fuck out of myself. I should just say I was fingering my pedo pussy, because that's what I was, a fucking pedo mom. And he fingered her so fucking hard, like he was trying to get his fist in there. There's no way. But that's what it felt like he was doing, until he pushed her on the ground, her face on the floor, her little ass in the air, and he brutally raped her. I mean, I don't even think he's raped, like, fucked me that hard. He was pounding into her little 6-year-old body so fucking hard. You could hear the slaps of their body hitting each other, and her just screaming, him raping her so fucking hard that she passed out. And that's when I came knowing that he fucked and raped my daughter so hard that she fucking passed out from the pain or something. The pain of him ripping her little pussy open just for his own pleasure. And yeah, that's what happened. Just, you know, started with innocent beach pictures, bikini pictures, to my little girls becoming rape dolls for Ron.